It's 11 questions on cover songs, recorded live at Brewport Tap House in El Segundo, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like stuff like Home Alone, if you like stuff like Wonka Bars from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Duff Beer from The Simpsons, BMO from Adventure Time, TGRI, Ooze in a Can from the Ninja Turtles movies, Wilson, the volleyball from Castaway, or a little bag of crystal meth with Heisenberg's face on it from Breaking Bad. Oh, are you in the right place? This is the pop culture podcast that comes out every single day. And those were all icons in an old logo I'm looking at on my computer screen right now for my trivia nights, drawn by my friend Trevor Smith, who's a great comedian and a great artist and great at caricatures, Trevor Smith. He just did some great icons and logo work for me about a year or two ago. And I just made a magnet of one of his old logos and sent it to all my patrons who are at a certain level, the magnet level, over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you want to support this show, head on over there and donate a dollar or more to get very cool rewards every single month. Like I said, at the $7 level, I'll send you a magnet amongst some other fun things every single month. Over at the $3 level, I'm starting to send out some very cool pop culture postcards from my personal collection of Pixar and Disney and superhero postcards. So I'll send you a random one every single month at the $3 or more level, and I will keep it blank so you can mail it to a friend or a grandparent. I feel like grandparents love postcards more than anybody. My daughter just sent a Brave postcard from the Pixar movie Brave to my mom, her grandma, and she got a real kick out of it. So that is just a few of the things you can get over on Patreon. And that Patreon really helps me produce the show every single day and make it bigger and better and offer new things and mail you guys very cool stuff. So thanks for being on board with that. If you have a topic you want me to do, you can donate $5 or more, or you could always drop me a line and I'll try and work it in if I have an open day somewhere. But these days are really filling up because we have over 20 people who are at that $5 level and want to shape the show and make it their own. So hop on and become one of the 30 people that helps run the whole month. We're getting very soon getting close to the time where this show is completely run by the people who listen to it, which is very cool. From a host standpoint, you guys get to pick the stuff and I just got to write it. So check all that stuff out over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Today's episode was recorded at one of my live trivia nights in Southern California, right by the LAX airport. And that is a place called Brewport Tap House. This is a cool place because they have bracelets when you walk in, like an electronic bracelet. You sign up, you get one of those, and you walk over to about 60 different taps of beer, wine, cider, and more, and you swipe, and they charge you by the ounce. So you can kind of go through and give it a little ounce of this, a couple ounces of that, a full pint of this, a full pint of that, and you get to have some fun and great variety. If you're like me, you like something different every time, and this is the place to go check it out at. You can play trivia with me and a variety of hosts that I have in a rotation down there in El Segundo every Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. So this was recorded just a couple weeks ago, one of my live trivia nights. It's called Cover Songs. So these are all questions about famous songs that were covered by other artists or originally written by other artists and things like that. So play along, see how many of these you get, and we're going to jump into those 11 questions right now. Here we go.
This is your third round of the night. Cover song originals. Do you know who originally had these popular songs? These are all about cover songs. Some of these you might learn were covers, if you don't know. But you will after this round. This is round number three. Question number one. I Will Always Love You was a hit Whitney Houston song originally written by what artist in 1973? Number one, I Will Always Love You was a hit Whitney Houston song originally written by what artist in 1973? Here's number two. Alien Ant Farm covered what 80s song on their 2001 album Anthology? Number two, Alien Ant Farm covered what hit 80s song on their 2001 album Anthology? Remember Alien Ant Farm? Number two.
Of course, you would know this one. Definitely.
Number three, The Smashing Pumpkins covered what famous 1975 song on their album Pisces Iscariot in 1994. Pisces Iscariot in 1994. You can find this question on my website if you looked up the sample question for the week. You always do that at triviabuzz.com. Get a freebie question. This was this week's freebie question. Smashing Pumpkins cover what 1975 song on their album Pisces Iscariot in 1994? Number four, Johnny Cash covered a song called Hurt originally by what band? Number four, Johnny Cash covered a song called Hurt originally by what band? Number four. Number five, Jimi Hendrix's famous rendition of All Along the Watchtower was originally by what artist? Number five, Jimi Hendrix's famous rendition of All Along the Watchtower was originally by what artist? Thanks for playing Trivia with Buds every Tuesday night at Brewport Tap House here in El Segundo, California. We do this every Tuesday at 7. Thanks for telling a friend, a family member, and check out the podcast. Comes out every single day wherever podcasts are found. TriviaWithBuds.com. If you have something fun coming up, or you want to explore some more fun trivia and games, check out the website. Number five. Question six, cover song originals. Blinded by the Light and the famous line, Revved Up Like a Deuce, was originally written by Bruce Springsteen, who famously covered that song in 1976. Number six, who made that song famous in 76? Was the name of the band. Number six. Number seven, cover song originals. The First Cut Is the Deepest was written by Cat Stevens, also made famous in renditions by Sheryl Crow. And what solo male artist in 1976? Number seven, First Cut Is the Deepest. What male solo artist had a big hit with that in 1976? That's number seven on your list. This is round three, cover song originals. Number eight, Disturbed covered The Sound of Silence in 2015. It's a big viral hit, actually. Hundreds of millions of views on that on YouTube. But what duo released it first in 1964? Number eight, Sound of Silence. Number eight. Number nine, Smash Mouth. Oh, you knew there was a Smash Mouth question coming. If you're playing Trivia with Buds, there's always a Smash Mouth question coming. Recorded their version of what Monkey song for the first Shrek movie? Number nine. Some people very obsessed with Shrek online. A lot of Shrek memes out there. Number nine, Smash Mouth recorded their version of what Monkey song for the first Shrek movie? Number nine. Number 10, the Electric Harp Duo, the Harp Twins, did a unique cover of what Guns N' Roses song? Number 10, the Electric Harp Duo, the Harp Twins, did a unique cover of what Guns N' Roses song? Number 10. For 2 points, a ukulele player with the last name of Kamaka Wiwoli famously covered Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What is that guy's first name? It's not as long as his last name. A ukulele player with the last name Kamaka Wiwoli famously covered Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What is his first name? 2 points if you get it. That's the end of round number three, cover song originals. What is that ukulele player's first name? We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. Here we go with the answers to round number three, cover song originals. Let's see how many of these you got right and wrong. Number one, I Will Always Love You was a hit Whitney Houston song, originally written by what artist in 1973? Dolly Parton. Her rendition is real good as well, Dolly Parton. Number two, Alien Ant Farm covered what 80s hit song in their 2001 album anthology, Smooth Criminal. Smooth Criminal, Alien Ant Farm. Number three, the Smashing Pumpkins covered what famous 1975 song on their album Pisces Iscariot in 1994? Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. That's a great song. Number four, Johnny Cash covered a song called Hurt, originally by Nine Inch Nails. And Trent Reznor. Number four. Number five, Jimi Hendrix's famous rendition of All Along the Watchtower was by Bob Dylan. Number five, Bob Dylan. Number six, Blinded by the Light was written by Bruce Springsteen, but made famous by Manfred Mann. That's the shorter version of the band name. If you're a longer version, that's cool too. Number seven, The First Cut Is the Deepest by Cat Stevens was by Sheryl Crow, a huge hit, and Rod Stewart in 1976. Rod Stewart. Number eight, Disturbed covered The Sound of Silence. That was originally by Simon and Garfunkel. Number eight, Simon and Garfunkel. Number nine, Smash Mouth recorded a version of what Monkey song for the first Shrek movie, I'm a Believer. And number 10, the Electric Harp Duo, the Harp Twins, the unique cover of Sweet Child of Mine on the Electric Harp. Look it up. It's pretty cool. Bonus question for 2 points. A ukulele player with the last name of Kamaka Wioli famously covered Somewhere Over the Rainbow. His first name, Israel. Israel. 2 points if he got that one. That was the end of round number 3, cover song originals. Nice job, everybody.
There it was. 11 questions on cover songs from Brewport Tap House in El Segundo, California. Play trivia with us there every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. My new friend, Maddie, she is a very funny comedian, is going to be hosting there for a couple of weeks. She's kind of getting started down there. She lives down there, and she was recommended by Dave Williamson, who's another really funny friend of mine. So come check out Maddie starting Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, she'll be there for the first time. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Again, if you want to shape the show into what you like to answer trivia questions on, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, donate $5 or more, and I'll work in your topic every single month. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.